Hey, good evening and welcome to Thirsty Thursday in the Word again. I'm excited to be here. I hope you are. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to serve you again. Thank you for the opportunity to dive a little bit into your Word, study it, and see how it applies to us. Please, Lord, bless everything we do, bless our efforts, and help it to bear fruit in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're back again. Let's look at a scripture verse from James 3:11. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? That's an interesting thing. I think it's talking about what comes out of our mouth, probably. Talking about our attitude toward other people. How are we going to tackle sin and bitterness and anger and stuff when it comes on us? Have you ever had your feelings hurt? Man, it gets in you, doesn't it? It gets right in your craw. It makes you bitter, angry, frustrated, and pretty soon after letting it dwell on you and making you heavy and just wearing down on you, maybe you get the opportunity to realize this ain't right. This is just not something I should be feeling. And you start to figure out, how am I going to get out of this? What am I going to do to make this better? And a lot of times we come to the point where the only thing we can do is pray and get in the Word. One of the things we can do is dive into the Bible. I know a person one time, it was a story of a guy who let this happen to him, and he actually got into the Word and looked up every single verse in the Bible that talked about bitterness or anger. And he just read those passages and prayed on them and thought about them. And then he began to memorize some verses, and he tried to memorize three key verses that applied to his situation. And then as his heart began to soften after doing this, he realized he needed to let it go. He needed to understand that this was not good for him. And so he did let it go. He got to the point where he could forgive the people who had hurt his feelings and live a more normal life. The Holy Spirit will bless your effort. If you decide to dive into the Word like that and study and prepare your heart for what God wants you to have, He's going to bless it. He's going to do wonderful things. You know, there is a passage in the Bible in Philippians 2:12 that says we have to take time to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. To work out your own salvation. Wow. Is this what it means? Just dive in and do the work that's necessary to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you? I'm guessing probably so. So let's be careful to do that in the future. Let's tackle our sin by diving into the Word. God bless you. Don't forget to join us again next week on Thirsty Thursday at 7 p.m. And don't ever forget to share your testimony. Nobody can argue with it.